Okay, let's unpack this a bit. We're doing a deep dive today into, well, how you become the go-to expert, you know, the most reliable voice in your field, or maybe even just your neighborhood.
Right. We're looking at boosting that credibility factor, what some people call EEAT. It's all about your experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and crucially, trustworthiness.
And we're digging into this using insights from the Easy Gold website, focusing on one big idea they push.
Exactly. The key, according to Easy Gold, is something called original research, which sounds kind of fancy, maybe.
Yeah, a little intimidating, perhaps.
But it's simple, really. It just means going out and finding brand new facts yourself, not just, reading what someone else already published.
So it's not about recycling old news, it's about discovery.
Precisely. And that's the biggest booster for building that trust, that EEAT. Our mission today is figuring out why finding something new makes you seem so much more reliable.
Okay, so why should someone listening, maybe running a small business or practice, care about finding new facts? Where's the real payoff here?
Well, this is where it gets really interesting, especially locally. The benefits kick in right where you are, in your community.
How so?
Well, the Easy Gold website gives this example, right? Think about local universities. When they do original research, maybe on, say, climate change impacts in the region,
Okay.
they don't just write academic papers that collect dust. They actually build serious community trust. People see them finding relevant new information.
And that trust leads to influence.
Absolutely. It often lets them influence regional policy decisions.
Yeah.
They become the trusted local experts because they brought the new facts to the conversation.
So that act of finding something new, even on a local level, it makes you a thought leader. It gives you a strong reputation.
Exactly. And it doesn't just stop at reputation. It opens doors, helps you connect with other experts,
And
networking.
it builds practical skills too, right? I saw mention of things like project management.
Yes, that's a huge one. Just setting up a small research project, even a simple survey, forces you to manage the process. Think about scope, methodology, deadlines.
That makes sense. You're not just consuming information, you're creating it, which requires analytical thinking too, I imagine.
Definitely. You're looking at raw data, trying to make sense of it yourself, not just repeating someone else's summary. That sharpens your analytical skills incredibly.
It all seems to circle back to trust, doesn't it?
It really does. The Easy Gold website mentions their founder, David Edwards, is really focused on helping businesses build that local authority.
Local authority. So being the trusted source in your specific area.
Right. And how do you do that?
Right.
By being transparent. Show how you found your information, even if it was a simple poll or a few interviews. Share that new useful data.
And that verifiable new piece of information, however small, makes you the most trustworthy voice around because you proved something new.
You nailed it. You become the primary source, not just another echo.
Okay, so bringing it all together, what's the main takeaway here from the Izzy Gold material?
It seems pretty clear. To really build that rock-solid expert status, that EEAT, you can't just rely on knowing old stuff. You've got to be part of discovering the new stuff.
Going out and finding those fresh facts yourself, basically, your commitment to discovery validates everything else.
Exactly. And this brings up a really interesting question for you, the listener, to maybe mull over.
Oh, go on.
Well, we just talked about how even local university research can build trust and shape policy, right?
Yeah.
So think about your own world, your town, your job, your industry. What's one small new fact? Something genuinely original that you could uncover. Something that, if you shared it, would instantly make you more authoritative, more trustworthy to your neighbors or your colleagues.
That's a great challenge. What small discovery could make you indispensable?
Something to think about. Go find that new knowledge.